debt is significant because during the night of August 22 to 23 on the island of Santo Domingo, an uprising began with set forth events which were a major factor in the abolition of the transatlantic slave trade. And it was seen as a victory of freedom and human rights. This International Day is to break the silence around one of the most, I would say, horrific tragedies in human history.
You mentioned that this day is a tribute to the victims, but also a call for truth and justice. How does the slave trade touch people today? Is it still relevant, the slave trade and its abolition?
Yes, of course, it is still relevant. You know, the slave trade has an influence on today's society. There were tens of millions of African men and women and children, who were victims of this tragedy. But also from this horrific tragedy, there were links between culture, between country. It is a story from chain to bond, because there was some link between people. And today, we can see it's obvious that the link between Africa, Latin America, United States, the Caribbean, and also Asia.
Thank you for mentioning and pointing out how extensive the slave trade was. And at the beginning of the interview, you mentioned you are the program specialist for UNESCO's Slave Route Project. Tell us a little bit about that project.
For 20 years, the Slave Route Project has stimulated research and encouraged the implementation of educational tools in schools, the protection of memorial sites, and even the official recognition of slavery as a crime against humanity by the United States in 2001. UNESCO commitment is also embodied in its organization of the international competition for the design of the permanent memorial to honor the victims of slavery and the transatlantic slave trade, which was inaugurated this year at the United Nations headquarters. Another aspect of the project, for example, in September 2015, the Slave Route Project is organizing a major event entitled Artists and the Memory of Slavery. So it is resistance, creative freedom, and legacies. And this major project will involve artists who played a pioneering role in reflecting upon slavery in their work.
And now, one final question. Is there a message that UNESCO has for the observation this year?
Yes, we are talking about resistance, about liberty, and about heritage. And to that, we can come to recognition, justice, and development. And especially on this occasion, this year, is significant because this year it marks the beginning of the international decade for people of African descent, 2015-2024. Which was proclaimed by the UN. And the spirit of this day on the initiative of UNESCO concurs with the decade's goal to promote knowledge of and respect for the contribution of people of African descent to cultural diversity and the development of societies. I will also add that by teaching, communicating, and transmitting this history, we aim to reinforce the rights and the dignity of people of African descent, and also together fight against all forms of racism and discrimination.